Hello, I'm Ronald Copes, violinist in the Juilliard String Quartet, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Bronwyn, and I'm 9 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Bronwyn. That was Bronwyn playing our Kids Commute theme on her violin. If you'd like to be featured on our show playing our theme on whatever instrument you play, you can find instructions and sheet music at our website, kidscommute.org. This is The Composer is Dead by Lemony Snicket with music by Nathaniel Stuckey. Now, Nathaniel Stuckey was first commissioned, meaning hired specifically to compose something, by the San Francisco Symphony when he was only 17 years old. And not really that long later, here he is with The Composer is Dead. This is a very significant piece of music. Did you know that the music we're listening to this week is one of the 5 most performed classical works of the entire 21st century in the whole world? Yeah, good job, Stuckey. Now, we'll go on with our story. Yesterday, our violins strongly denied they had anything to do with the composer's murder. But what do the cellos and basses have to say for themselves? Let's find out.
"Don't be ridiculous," the violin said. "Violins are the stars of any orchestra. If we killed the composer, we would have to find work at square dances or in romantic restaurants." "That's true," the inspector admitted. "But what about you, cellos and basses?" The cellos and basses sighed. "The cellos and basses are often weary from dragging their large bodies around. The basses in particular are so enormous that they can't even fit into taxicabs without sticking their curly heads out of the window." "We were providing accompaniment," they said. "You can't waltz without a reliable 1-2-3, 1-2-3. It's boring, but it's steady work." "Aha!" the inspector cried. "Perhaps you murdered the composer for giving you such boring things to play." "On the contrary," the cellos and basses said, "we don't feel the need to show off like certain stringed instruments we could mention." "Well, I guess that takes care of the strings," the inspector said. "Oh, the violas! I forgot all about you." "Everyone forgets about us," said the violas bitterly. "We play the notes and the chords that nobody cares about. We play crucial counter melodies nobody hears. We often have to stay late after performances and stack up all of the chairs. We spent last night feeling sorry for ourselves, as usual." But we did notice that the concertmaster was acting strange. She was talking and laughing with the composer and carrying a suspicious black case. The concertmaster is the best violin player in the entire orchestra and is often accused of treachery. "I was talking with the composer about my cadenza," she said, using a word which here means fancy solo part. "I'd never murder someone who was giving me such an excellent opportunity to show off." Thank you. That's enough, strings. That's enough, strings. That's enough, strings!
All right, strings, enough already. Although, poor violas. Take that as a lesson. Don't forget about the violas. Looks like the concertmaster is out as a suspect, too. Who else might have killed the composer? We'll interview more suspects tomorrow. Also, today's episode contained the answer to this week's Quizlet. We'll ask you the question on Friday. And if you need a reminder, you can always listen to this episode again at kidscommute.org. Well, that's all for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Don't forget the viola!
Interlocking? Poet? What do you do?